Hello and welcome to the Disruptive Author Magazine. My name is Deborah Fay and I am the founder and CEO of Disruptive Publishing. And today our guest and our feature author for our next magazine for the winter edition is Terry Tonkin. Welcome, Terry.
Hello and thank you for having me.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. So for those people listening and watching or whatever you're doing, watching and listening, we've been having some crazy conversations in the background beforehand. So this could be a bit of an interesting interview or not, who knows. But anyway, so Terry and I have worked together on a number of projects, which has always been good. It's always worked out very well. And I very much value what Terry brings to what I do, to all the projects that we've done. And she's also, apart from the work life, she's just someone of character that I value. So I'm really pleased to be able to interview her this month and to have her on our winter magazine. So we're going to start with, for the listeners, Terry, can you tell us about your author journey? How many books have you authored or co-authored or contributed to so far? And I know there's quite a few. So over to you.
Thank you. My author journey started about 4 years ago in about, it was the middle of the year in 2018. And that was where my author journey started. And I wrote My Time to Shine, which is my memoir. Mm-hmm. Since then, I've got the bug of writing, as we talk
as
about
some. Yes.
As we do. Mm-hmm. And I've been a contributing author to 9 compilation books and a case study in another. And I've just signed up to do another compilation book. So by the end of this year, all going well, that will be 9, 10, 12 altogether, I think it'll be.
Oh, remarkable. Hot on the trail of one of our other authors, Trish Springsteen.
I've got a few to catch her yet.
Yeah, totally. But it's as you say, isn't it? You like you get the bug, and then so when opportunities come, you take them and you run with
them.
It's great.
Absolutely.
Fun, isn't it?
It is, and the compilation books allow me that freedom of choice, I guess, in that something, you know, piques my interest and I go, oh, yeah, I've got a story about that. And there's 2,500 words gone. Let's have another one.
Totally, totally. And actually, as we are interviewing this, the blog that I've sent out this week is all about the reasons why, and I know you've seen my presentation on this, the reasons why a compilation book is such a great idea, especially as a stepping stone. But to advance whatever you're doing, if you've got something to say and you love writing, any opportunity is a good opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely. And to be a contributing author in the magazine each edition, every opportunity you get to write improves your writing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So for me, it's a win-win all the way around.
Totally, totally get that. So can you tell our listeners more about your journey? So how did it come about your first experience? And so what made you decide to actually go down this path? What was the turning point for you? Because I think it was obviously later in your life when you decided to take the plunge, but you wanted to be an author for a while, didn't you?
I've wanted to be an author since I was a child. My parents lived in Western regional rural Queensland. So we to go away on a lot of holidays, and we didn't have a lot of money to do a lot of things, especially travel. So one of my outlets, one of my escapes was reading. So I had the complete set of the Enid Blyton, you know, famous five.
I love 7. Yes. Yes, I love.
You know, so
we're showing your age, aren't we?
Yes. And so, yeah, I've always wanted to be an author, but then, of course, you grow up, you go through school, you get married, you have your kids and so forth and so forth, and there's always lots of distractions. And I had finished work with the public service and I had gone back into some more learning, and I was doing my coaching training, and I actually met a mentor there who mentored people writing books.
Wonderful.
So when I'd finished my studies, I contacted her and I said, need to have a conversation. And she said, okay. I said, I want to write my book. And she said, okay.
Great.
Why now?
Good question. Why now? Why then?
That was two words, why now? Mm-hmm. And I've run out of excuses.
See, that is the best answer, seriously. And that's the way it seems to be. People get to that point and it's like, there's nothing to stop me now.
No, I was in a situation, I had done my coaching training. I was in the throes of setting up business. Financially, I was well settled. My mum was not well. She had been diagnosed with dementia. So I thought, what better time to do this than to get it written before mum gets to the point where she can't even read it? So that was one of my driving forces. And that was to leave a legacy for my children and my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I had two grandchildren in Cairns. I had other grandchildren in Bundaberg. So I wasn't physically close to them. And I thought, if I can give them a book about Nani's life, at least be able to read that.
Yeah.
They were the I guess, the driving motivation behind it was I'd run out of excuses. I wanted mum to read it before she was too unwell, and I wanted to leave a legacy for my kids. So I was in my 60th year around the sun, and I became a published author.
Nice. How many days is that, do you know? Have you figured that out? 60?
No.
60 turns around the sun. A lot. Many thousands.
A lot. Yeah. Too many. No, not too many. Not enough.
Not enough. So what happened then? You did your first book?
I did my first book, and I independently published that through what is now Kindle Direct Publishing. And that was an experience all on its own.
I know.
For somebody who is reasonably tech savvy but is very tech challenged, I had moments. But
it's the reason I have a job, darling.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And it's one of the, can I just say, it's one of the reasons I love compilations. I don't have to do it.
I know. It's one of the reasons I say it's a really good way to go. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the other benefit of a compilation is you get to see how other people write as well.
Yes, that's true.
So, yeah. So in 2018, I wrote My Time to Shine, which was my memoir. Mm-hmm. 2019, thank you for the invitation to be part of Business Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Then, so that was mid 2019, late 19, my mum passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I took a step back from business and thought, yep, give yourself time. Mm-hmm. I started to get back into things, do a couple of little online courses, you know, do the odd networking, and my hubby was made redundant. And we thought,
it's big, major changes in such a short space of time.
Short space. So we thought, well, great. He was looking at retiring in the August. We thought, beautiful. We'll go now. This is our opportunity. We'll travel. Mm-hmm. The travel expo was on the very next weekend. We went and sorted all this beautiful travel. And the next month, the pandemic hit and the world imploded and everything got cancelled.
Oh, dear. It's never been the same since. Yeah.
No, what do I do now? And fortunately, somebody else referred me to another compilation book, and that was Changemakers.
Mm-hmm.
They invited me to go into I Did It. And so I had two writing opportunities. I thought, thank you, universe. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I did those in 2020. And then in 2019, I had opportunities to write for Forever Changed by Suicide and Mothers Making a Difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, I've had An Inspired Life, Gratitude, Soul of the Journey, My Voice, Mother's Journey, and the new one that I've just started writing for is Forgiveness, and I haven't got the full title for that one.
And interesting.
And I was a case study in another book. So that'll be 5 or 6 this year. So, like that.
What a year, love it.
Yeah, but towards the end of last year, I've been going, well, what else can I do with my writing?
Yeah.
Contributing to the magazine, but I thought, what else can I do? And I started looking at ghostwriting. And in the late September last year, I joined the Ghostwriter School in the United States. So I'm still a student in that I have that program for life.
Yep.
And I can go through that at my own pace, take the things that I need as I need them, and I can get advice, I can get mentored, and I have all the other ghostwriters in there as well. I put it out to the universe, and within a week I had five potential clients contact me.
Mm-hmm.
One of those I signed up, or she signed up straight away. Yeah, she just said, no, I just want you to write it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then the next month I had another client signed with me, and I've had conversations with other people who are will I, won't I. So nurturing them along their journey. Yeah. If they choose me, fantastic. If they choose somebody else, I'll still get their story told.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting now, is helping people help them write their own story.
So it sounds like ultimately what you've done is you've gone from, I want to be published, to I'm published. And then it's like these floodgates have opened, and you're taking every opportunity along the way. And now you're positioned where you are making good money from your writing, by simply writing for other people for whom it doesn't come as easy. Writing is a job. There is work involved, and I know how much thought you put into your writing. I know that, but you are someone that can do it and can do it well. There are people who really, really struggle with it. We'll say that. Mm. So you and I might struggle and labor over it, but other people really struggle with it. So you're like really well positioned to be able to help those people, aren't you?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be a 60,000 word book.
No, not at all.
Not at all. It could be an ebook that they want help with, a few thousand, 5 to 10,000 words.
Yeah.
Or it could be like my first book was 23,000 words.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be a massive volume.
I actually love that about today, that with the technology that we have, and the fact that we can, access so much information. It's like, if you're going to write about something, write about it. You don't have to write the whole book on the whole subject. You just write about what you know, or tell your story. It has to be this many words and this many chapters and this many pages. And there's none of that nonsense anymore that was traditional. You can do whatever you like. I love it.
It's fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah. Something I hadn't mentioned earlier is, out of the blue, somebody had put a post on Facebook. Does anyone know how to do resumes? And I went, I used to wear that hat. They forwarded my name to somebody, and then somebody I've done her CV and a covering letter for her this week, and she's referred her colleagues to me as well. So ghostwriting, and I've had an inquiry about content writing.
It's not just about
that next week. it's getting more than what I had envisaged.
Look, I love that.
Because, I'm still writing.
Well, an author is an author. It's not just about the books. It's about loving writing, loving communicating through the written word. And to be able to get paid for that is such a blessing, isn't it? It's like, if you can be doing that and getting paid.
It is. Yay. Yeah. One thing I haven't looked at, and I don't know whether I will, is actual copywriting. I don't know if that's my forte. And I haven't gone into fiction books yet. It's more well-being, lifestyle, memoir style books that I'm in my happy place.
Look, I totally align with that, which I guess is a way we found each other too.
True.
So tell me, do you plan to write more books?
I will definitely look at more compilation books.
Yep.
I may write another book myself, just not yet. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't say just, not yet.
Yeah.
It's a maybe. It's always a maybe. Mm-hmm. If something that really tweaks my interest, then yes, I'll go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing books for others.
Yeah.
So I'm still writing books. They're just not in my name.
Not your story.
No, they're not my story.
Not your story. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Way of putting it. True.
Yeah. It's a bit like renting, isn't it? It's your home. Yeah. But it's not your house.
That's true. That's true. I'm still writing books.
Yes.
I'm still doing compilations in my own right. And apparently I'm expanding into other areas. So.
Apparently. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Which is lovely because they've come to me. They've come to me. So.
And I feel like that's how you know you're on the right path, is when things do just fall into place in front of you and you just, you can just see that path and it just feels like the most natural thing. So, and I've watched that happen for you over the last, you know, 6 months or so, just sort of unfold in this new direction, and it's been great. Yeah. So very good.
And not only have I got the writing bug, but I've got the writing buzz.
Yeah, buzz. I love that. Very nice.
So
just one final question for you, and for those people that are listening, how can they connect with you if they would like to know how they can work with you, or if they would like to get a copy of one of your many books?
My website is www.connectwithin.com.au.
Yes.
I am on LinkedIn under Terry Tonkin. I'm on Facebook under Terry Tonkin and Connect Within. And my email is terry@connectwithin.com.au.
That's brilliant. That's T-E-R-R-I.
That's great.
Very cool. Thank you so much for your time today. It's I always enjoy hanging out with you, but very interesting going through your story as an author. I love hearing stories about people becoming authors, continuing to write. It's a little bit obsessive about it, I guess, doing what I do.
Yeah, I think mine's a little bit of an obsession.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's just a love of writing.
It's perfectly natural to me. Perfectly natural.
And I actually get enjoyment out of it. It's not that it's work. I enjoy it, and I enjoy bringing other people's stories to life. And I guess that's something else that I've had to learn, is to write in the other person's voice.
Mm.
It's got to be their story in their voice. So when talking with a client, I record it, I take notes, and I make sure that I'm using their expressions and their words so that their story is in their voice.
Yes, that's so important.
Mm.
I think because we do a lot of compilation books in particular, there's editing, and then there's ideally you don't touch the chapters as much as possible so that the uniqueness of each of the different voices in the book really stand out. It's an important thing. So I imagine that would be actually quite challenging for you in writing that story and getting into that person's space while you're writing it. So
it's really important for me to have face-to-face contact with them. Physically face-to-face, Zoom face-to-face. I record as well as take notes, and just hearing the nuances in their tone and their expressions and those sorts of things. It's very important that that comes through. So, you know.
Very important, particularly with non-fiction. Like, it's a whole different story with fiction, whole different story.
Yes.
But with the non-fiction, this literally is someone telling, you know, it's someone speaking. So.
Yes.
So cool. Yeah. All right, so, my love.
Just in relation to what I do, and we were talking books and CVs and content and ebooks. If there's people who want to be involved in compilation books as well,
I'm open to you write chapters for them.
Helping that process, yes, absolutely, because it means so much when your story is told to you, to your family, to your friends, to your clients. It is such a valuable resource.
We actually have, currently we've got 5 projects in the works or about to be in the works at varying stages, and potentially another 2. So you're certainly on my radar in terms of, you know, letting people know that you're there to support anyone that wants to contribute but isn't sure that they can do that for themselves but want to tell their story.
Yes.
So, but yes, for those people that are listening, you know, if you've thought about doing this, but you really, really don't have the confidence, then maybe looking at a ghostwriter, and in particular, Terry Tonkin from Connect Within, you know, could be a really good option, and it means you can get your story out there. So,
And the beauty of a ghostwriter is I write it, but the author has the final say.
And it is the author's story.
It's their book. It's their story. Yeah. So
if
you like what I write, you go with it. If you want things changed, we change it. Because
until it's right.
That's the beauty of it. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. They have to be comfortable and they have to be confident in it. So
No, that's beautiful. I've loved hanging out with you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing what comes.
Thank you very much.